We continue our learning. We are in Chagiga, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Now, all the karbonos behema that a yachid, that an individual brings, whether it's a karbon chova or a karbon nedava, whether it's obligatory or it's voluntary, except for the bechor and the maser and the karbon pesach, require smicha. We mentioned smicha in the past, leaning on the head of the animal. The pasuk says at the beginning of Vayikra, v'samach yado al rosh karbono. So the Baal HaKarbon has to put his two hands on the head of the behemoth while it's still alive and press down with great force, and that's the mitzvah of smicha. So our mishnah is going to deal with karbonos that we bring on Yom Tov. Do we do smicha on them on Yom Tov, or do we not? Now, we've mentioned this as Maseches Beitza, which is the next mishnah. The next mishnah, in fact, is the same mishnah that we've had in Beitza in the second parak in the fourth mishnah, but our mishnah also is going to mention that the great Zugos, the Chachmei Yisrael, who stood at the head of the Sanhedrin at the times of the Bayis Sheni, who had the Nasi and the Av Beis Din, so they also argued on this very issue. This is a first machlokes. Rashi makes this point that we have, and that many these great rabbis earlier at the times of Bayis Sheni debated. So this issue of smicha on Yom Tov or no is debated by, and the Mishnah begins, Yosi ben Yoezer Omer Shalola Smoch. We usually assume the first one on this list is the Nasi, and the second is the Av Beis Din. So Yosi ben Yoezer says, we don't do smicha on Yom Tov. Yosi ben Yochanan Omer Litzmoch. He says, no, we do smicha. What's the issue? So we remind ourselves from Beitza as well. Leaning on an animal is what we call Mishtamesh Babalei Chayim, is where you're leaning on animals, you're making use of a live animal. This is all part of Gzera on Shabbos and Yom Tov. We don't lean on an animal because we may ride on an animal. Riding on an animal, we're afraid you're going to pull off a branch. So therefore, no riding on an animal, no leaning on an animal. So maybe we should not be doing smicha on Yom Tov. In fact, we'll learn in the next Mishnah, Beis Shammai does not allow to smicha on Yom Tov. Isn't there a mitzvah of smicha? The answer is yes. Do it before Yom Tov. According to Beis Shammai, there's no halacha of tekef l'smicha shchita. You don't have to do it immediately prior to the shchita. You can do the smicha before Yom Tov, then shchita on Yom Tov. And that's what the first of these zugos, or the nasi rather, Yosef ben Yezer holds shalom l'smoch. But Yosef ben Yochanan Omer l'smoch. He says, you're allowed to do smicha. We makrib the carbon on Yom Tov, so we need takeoff l'smicha shchita. It has to be done immediately. And other zugos as well argued, Yoshua ben Prachya Omer shalom l'smoch. Nitai Har Bailey Omer l'smoch. We have these names we've seen in Pirkei Avos. So these are the Nasi Yeshua ben Prachya, Nita Arbeli is the Av Beis Din. Once again, the first one says not to do smicha, the other one says to do smicha. Yehuda ben Tabai Omer, Shalom Lismoch. Shimon ben Shatach Omer, Lismoch. So that's the machlokas of the third pair. Shmaya Omer, Lismoch. Avtalion Omer, Shalom Lismoch. Remember, Shmaya and Avtalion were Hillel's Rebbeim, Gerim. So that's the machlokas of the fourth pair. Hillel u'Menachem lo nechelku. Menachem was the Av Beis Din who agreed with Hillel, who was the Nasi at that time, that we should not be doing smicha. So that's that we should be doing smicha. Hillel and Menachem did not agree. Meaning Menachem agreed, who was the Av Beis Din when Yehil was the Nasi. Hillel said, can you smicha? And Menachem agreed. Yatza Menachem, the Mishnah says, but Menachem left to do Avodah for Hordus the king. And some say, no, he went off the derech. Different explanation for Yatza Menachem means Nichna Shammai. Now Shammai came in his place, and he became the Av Beis Din to Hillel, who was Nasi, and he disputed Hillel. Shammai Omer Shalom Lismoch, and Hillel Omer, as we know, Lismoch. So that's the machlokes of the five. Harishonim Hayunisim, the Mishnah points out, the first one of each zug of each pair, let's say the Yosi ben Yoezer, the Yeshua ben Prach, Yud ben Tabai, Shmaya, and Hillel. So that was the Nasi. Ushniim Lahem, and the one who came, whose name is mentioned second, Avos Beis Din. So that was Yosi ben Yochanan, Nitahar Bailey, Shinon ben Shatach, and Avtalion and Shammai. Each one of them was the Av Beis Din. So you have here, out of these zugos, the first group, the Nisim, held that shelo l'smoch. So in the first three pairs, it was the Nesim who held not to do smicha, and the Avos based on who held, yes, you can do smicha. And the last pairs, it was the Nesim who said you can do smicha, and the Av based on who says you cannot. So in the next Mishnah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, is that same Mishnah we mentioned in the second Perek of Maseches Beitza, that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue on the same issue. Beis Shammai omrim, mevi'in shlamim, vein somichin aleihem alo, avalo, olos. So this also deals with, can I bring the Korban Olo, the Olas Re'ir on Yom Tov? So Beis Shammai says, we bring shlamim, the Shammai Chagiga, and Shammai Simcha on Yom Tov, because there's Tzorach Achilas Adam. The Pasuk says, Atzeres Tielachem, so Atzeres Tielachem, Lachem means for you. For you means that you can bring Korbanos that are for you. Avalo Olos, the Mishnah says, according to Beis Shammai, so there's no Tzorach for a human being, and it's also based on the Pasuk in Parshas Bo, Ach Asher Yochel Ochel Nefesh, Hu Levado Yehaseh Lachem, there is no Ochel Nefesh purpose to Olos, so therefore we don't bring Olos. We don't bring Olos on Shabbos, the Ola of, if Yontif, the Olas Re'i, of course, the Olos, we bring the Korban Atamid to bring on Shabbos, the Korban Sibur will, of course, bring on Shabbos. But the Olas Re'i for Sholosh Regal, we won't bring on a Shabbos, and according to Beis Shammai, we don't even bring it on a Yontif. So that means only on Chol HaMoed can you fulfill the Olas Re'i. The Shalmei Chagiga, you can bring on Yontif because you're going to eat part of it. And not only that, you bring the Shlomim, but there's no Smicha. According to Beis Shammai, Shimush B'Baal Chai is not allowed, and you could do it before Yontif because he doesn't hold of Tekef L'Smicha Shchita. It doesn't have to be done immediately prior to the Shchita. Uveis Hillel Omrim, Mevi'in Shlomim Ve'olos. Not only can you bring Korban Shlomim, the Shalmei Chagiga and Shalmei Simcha, but you can even bring the Olos Re'iya. After all, they are a Chovas Yomtiv, and therefore you can be mock of them on Yomtiv. I'm not concerned the fact that it says Lachem, or it's not Ochel Nefesh, it's a Korban Chova, and therefore it can be done. It says Atzeres LaHashem Elokecha. So the festival, the holiday, is also for Hashem. So it doesn't have to be only for human consumption, even for Hashem's mizbeach, it's allowed. And v'somchin aleihem, and you could do the smicha. Why? Because according to Beis Hillel, take it for smicha shchita, it has to be done on Yom Tov. But nedarim and nedavos, we mentioned in the past, even Beis Hillel holds those voluntary karbanos which cannot be brought on Yom Tov. We bring them on shalosh regalim to make it easier, because out of convenience, we're already coming up. But those shall only be brought and offered on Chol HaMoed.